This is EOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The European Union proposed its toughest sanctions yet against Russia on Wednesday, including a phased oil embargo, as Kiev said Moscow was intensifying an offensive in eastern Ukraine, and close Russian ally Belarus announced large-scale army drills. Nearly 10 weeks into a war that has killed thousands of people, uprooted millions, and flattened Ukrainian cities, Russia was intensifying its assault, Ukraine's defense ministry said, with nearly 50 airstrikes carried out on Tuesday alone. Russia also stepped up strikes on western Ukraine, saying it was disrupting western arms deliveries. A new convoy of buses began evacuating more civilians from the ravaged southeastern port city of Mariupol, which has seen the heaviest fighting of the war so far, and where Moscow said remaining Ukrainian forces remain tightly blockaded. G7 leaders this week are to discuss further actions against Russia as Moscow continues its 10-week-old war against Ukraine. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden told reporters at the White House on Wednesday he will discuss with other leaders of the group of seven advanced economies the possibility of additional sanctions against Russia.
We are always open to additional sanctions. And I've been in consultation. I'll be speaking with the members of the G7 this week about what we're going to do or not do.
The European Union on Wednesday proposed its toughest sanctions yet against Russia, including a phased oil embargo. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Find more on the story and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the U.S., a student has died after a fight at a Texas high school, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
18-year-old Jose Luis Ramirez Jr. died after he was stabbed Tuesday morning in a campus bathroom at Belton High School. That's about 60 miles north of Austin. The Belton police chief says an 18-year-old high school senior was jailed in connection with the attack and is awaiting formal charges. Authorities say that student ran out of the school after the stabbing and was taken into custody about 20 minutes later. A teenager who knew Ramirez, the student who died, says everybody loved him. He always put other people before himself, he said. I'm Rita Foley.
The EU on Wednesday slammed a deadly al-Shabaab jihadist attack on Burundi peacekeepers in Somalia and expressed support for the African Union mission in the country. The European Union strongly condemned the attack carried out Tuesday on an AU base in central Somalia and voiced its condolences with the families of those targeted, according to a statement by the bloc's foreign policy service. 10 Burundian soldiers were killed and another 25 wounded in the attack, with another 5 missing, Burundi's army said. The EU said several Somali citizens were also killed or wounded. Human Rights Watch has accused Russian mercenaries of executing, torturing, and beating civilians in Central African Republic since 2019. Dozens of witnesses who spoke to the International Rights Organization outlined incidents of violence, including in July 2021, when Russian-speaking men carrying military-grade weapons set up a roadblock and stopped men to beat them and shot at least 8 dead. The accusations by the international rights groups comes to the United Nations experts in October called on the government in the Central African Republic to end all relationships with the private military company. France and the United States also accused the Wagner Group, what they call mercenaries, of massacres of executions of civilians also back in January. Recapping our top story, the European Union proposed its toughest sanctions yet against Russia on Wednesday, including a phased oil embargo, as Kiev said Moscow was intensifying an offensive in eastern Ukraine, and close Russian ally Belarus announced large-scale army drills. Nearly 10 weeks into a war that has killed thousands of people, uprooted millions, and flattened Ukrainian cities, now Russia is intensifying its assault. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.